Hot Pants Ableton Live 12 Breakbeat Masterclass Using Stock Devices Only, Beginner Edition. Let's go! In this lesson, we're taking that classic Hot Pants-style funk break approach and flipping it into a modern drum and bass or jungle-ready loop, using only Ableton Live 12 stock devices. No third-party plugins, no extra samples required. Just one break, smart slicing, and a clean, punchy workflow. By the end, you'll have a two-bar break chopped into a drum rack, a proper break bus processing chain, at least three variations, and a simple 16-bar arrangement that feels like it could sit inside a real DNB drop. Rolling, punchy, and alive. Alright, open Ableton Live 12. Step 0. Set the foundation. Set your tempo to something in the drum and bass zone. I like 174 BPM as a starting point. Anywhere from 172 to 176 is fair game. Optional, but useful. Grab a subtle swing from the groove pool, something like Swing 16-55, or MPC 16 Swing 57. But hear me on this. With breaks, you usually want swing to be subtle. The break already has movement. If you overdo groove on top of a swung break, it starts to wobble in a bad way. Now step 1. Bring in the break. Drag your Hot Pants break, or any similar funky break that you legally own, onto an audio track. Click the clip, and in clip view, turn warp on. Here's a teacher tip that saves headaches. If the loop feels even slightly late or early at the bar lines, fix that now with warp markers before you slice anything. Because if you slice a break that's microscopically off, every pattern you build from it will inherit that problem. Now choose a warp mode that behaves like drums. Use Beats mode. Set it to transient loop, and set preserve to either 1/16 or 1/8. Pick 1/16 if you want tighter, more modern chop control. Pick 1/8 if you want it a little looser and more classic. Then set your loop brace properly. If it's a 2-bar break, make sure it's exactly 2 bars. For example, from 1.1.1 to 3.1.1. Your goal here is simple. The break should loop perfectly at 174 without sounding flammy or sloppy at the loop point. Step 2. Slice it to a drum rack. This is where it becomes playable. Right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by Transients. And for the slicing preset, choose Built-in, Slice to Drum Rack. Ableton will create a drum rack where each slice sits on a pad, and it also creates a MIDI clip that reconstructs the original timing. Rename the track right now to something like Hot Pants Slices. Future you will thank you when your set gets busy. Now, before we start programming, quick coach note. Audition slices like a drummer, not like a sampler. Go into the drum rack and click different pads. Solo them if you need to. You're hunting for rolls. Best kick. Best snare body. Best snare crack. Best hat. Best little ghost notes, like drags and shuffles. And here's the sneaky thing. The loudest snare slice isn't always the best main snare in a mix. Sometimes a quieter snare slice takes compression better and ends up sounding more glued and professional. Step 3. Tighten the groove without killing the funk. Open the generated MIDI clip. Hit fold in the MIDI editor so you only see the notes that are actually used. Now lightly quantize. Select all notes. Go to quantize settings. Choose 1/16 and set amount to something like 50 to 70%. Apply. This is the sweet spot for beginners. You're tightening it into modern DNB territory, but keeping the human pocket. If you want extra roll, you can apply a groove from the groove pool after this. Keep the groove amount around 10 to 20%. Subtle. You're seasoning, not drowning it. Step 4. Find your anchors. DNB needs dependable anchors, even when the break is doing a lot. Find your main snare slice, typically the backbeat that feels like that's the one. Find the main kick slice, the one with the most solid thump. And pick a couple hats or shuffles that provide motion. Optional workflow tip. Color code your pads. Kicks one color, snares another, hats another. It keeps your brain in kit mode instead of random pads mode. Step 5. Build a modern DNB pattern from the break slices. Make a new MIDI clip that's 2 bars long. We're going to create a 2-step backbone, but using the break zone sounds. Place your snare on beats 2 and 4. So in bar 1, snare on 1.2 and 1.4. In bar 2, snare on 2.2 and 2.4. Now your kick. A strong kick on 1.1 is a classic anchor. Then add one around 1.3.3 or 1.3.4 for drive. Nearer the idea in bar 2. At this point, it'll feel stable, maybe even a little plain. Good. Now we add break movement. Add ghost snare notes leading into the main snare. A really common move is placing a quiet ghost right before beat 2, like around 1.1.4 leading into 1.2. This is the jungle realism zone. Ghost notes are what makes it feel like a drummer, not a grid. Step 6. Velocity is not optional. If you do nothing else in this lesson, do this. Set main snare hits to about 110 up to 127. Set ghost snares down around 35 to 70. Hats and shuffles, maybe 40 to 90, but vary them. Kicks, around 95 to 120 depending on how heavy you want it. And a pro move that still counts as beginner friendly. Select a group of hats and randomize by hand. Just a few notes plus or minus 5 to 12 velocity. Tiny changes, huge groove. Also, coach note, velocity is only half the groove. Note length matters too. Even though these are one-shot slices, shorter MIDI note lengths can feel tighter, especially on hats. If your loop feels messy, try shortening hat note lengths before you start doing aggressive EQ. Step 7. Clean and shape slices inside the drum rack. Click a pad and look at simpler for that slice. For snare slices, turn the filter on. Use a high-pass filter around 120 to 200 Hz to remove low mud that fights your kick and bass. If you get clicks after trimming, add a tiny fade-in. Even 0.5 to 2 milliseconds can fix it. For kick slices, high-pass just a little, around 20 to 35 Hz, just to remove rumble that eats headroom. For hat slices, high-pass more aggressively, around 300 to 600 Hz. And if the hats feel like they smear over everything, shorten the tail using Simpler's envelope, reducing decay a bit. Extra tip here, use Simpler Start Control to trim tiny amounts of pre-transient air. That makes drums feel tighter and more expensive. If trimming creates clicks, that's when the tiny fade-in saves you. Also consider gain matching your key slices. If one kick slice is way louder than the rest, your MIDI velocities won't behave musically. Level the slices so velocity becomes your intentional dynamics, not an accident. Step 8. Build the core break bus chain. Stock devices only. Put these on the drum rack track itself. First, EQ 8. High pass at 25 to 35 Hz with a steep slope to clean subrumble. If it's muddy, do a small cut around 250 to 450 Hz, maybe minus 2 to minus 4 dB. If it needs bite, add a little around 3 to 6 kHz, plus 1 to plus 3 dB. Second, drum bus. Start with drive around 8%. Crunch low, maybe 0 to 10%, because it gets harsh fast. Boom, optional, 0 to 20%. Set the boom frequency around 45 to 60 Hz if you want that DNB weight zone. And transients, push it. Plus 5 to plus 25 is a great range for adding attack. If it gets too crispy, adjust damp. Third, glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release 0.1 seconds or auto. Ratio 2:1. Set threshold so you're getting about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Then use makeup to level match. Level matching is key, because louder always tricks you into thinking better. Fourth, optional, saturator. Analog clip mode. Drive 1 to 4 dB. Soft clip on. Then pull the output down so you're not just getting louder. What you're listening for now is controlled peaks, tighter hits, and the break sitting forward like it belongs in a DNB track. Step 9. Parallel smash. This is the classic trick. Duplicate your drum rack track. Name it Break Smash. On Break Smash, first EQ 8. High pass at about 120 to 200 Hz. We do not want sub information in this smashed layer. Subs get ugly fast when heavily compressed and distorted. Then drum bus. Drive 15 to 30%. Transients plus 20 to plus 40. Then glue compressor. Ratio 4:1. Attack 1 millisecond. Release 0.1 seconds. And aim for 5 to 10 dB of gain reduction. Yes, it's a lot. That's why it's parallel. Now pull this track way down, like minus 12 to minus 20 dB. Blend it in until you feel excitement and density, but you don't hear it as a separate obvious layer. One job per layer mindset. Main break track is tone and balance. Smash layer is excitement and density. If you later add a hat-focused layer, its job is clarity and motion. That mindset prevents endless EQ wars. Live 12 bonus. If you want darker aggression, you can add roar on the smash layer only. Keep it controlled. After roar, put in a Q8 and low pass around 8 to 12 kHz so you don't get fizzy top end. Keep the layer quiet. The goal is attitude under the break, not a destroyed break. Step 10. Arrange it like a real 16-bar DNB drop. We're going to do a simple, authentic structure. Bars 1 to 4, intro. Low pass the break slightly with EQ8, something like 8 to 12 kHz, and automated opening. This creates a sense of reveal even if the pattern is similar. Bars 5 to 8, build. Add more ghost notes or bring the smash layer up gradually. You can automate the smash layer volume so it ramps into the drop, bar 8, and a fill. Easy fill idea. In the last half bar, retrigger a snare slice in 1/16 notes. Keep velocities controlled so it's a roll, not a machine gun, or do a tiny gap. Remove the break for the last 1/8 before bar 9. That microsilence makes the drop hit harder. Bars 9 to 16. Drop and main groove. Full break, no low pass. Smash layer blended in. And add micro variations every 2 bars so it doesn't feel copy-paste. Here are a few clean beginner-friendly variations. Variation 1. Main. Your best steady groove. Variation 2. Alt A. Remove 1 or 2 obvious kick hits. Add more ghost snares. This keeps energy but changes the conversation. Variation 3. Fill. Last bar has extra stutters. Maybe a quick 1/16 or 1/32 burst on a hat or ghost slice. If you try 1/32 stutters, do it musically. Make it a 3-hit burst with descending velocities, like 70, then 55, then 40. And if you want it to feel human instead of glitchy, nudge the last hit a few milliseconds late. It feels like a drummer flinched rather than a computer repeating. Also, use probability, but do it with intention. Instead of randomizing everything, pick 1 optional note per bar, like a small kick before beat 3 at 60% chance, or a hat peck up into beat 1 at 70% chance. Now the groove breathes, but stays recognizable. Extra push the snare energy trick. Duplicate your main snare note with a very quiet pre-snare right before beat 2, maybe 1/32 or 1/16 before it. Then pitch that pre-snare pad up by 1 to 3 semitones, just that pad. It reads as speed and urgency without changing the tempo or messing your grid. Now, quick common mistakes to avoid as you go. Don't hard quantize to 100%. It kills the funk. Stay in that 50 to 70% range, or do manual nudges. Don't oversaturate the whole break. Breaks get harsh fast. If you want aggression, parallel it.